Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Decatur and River Valley. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt, independent, uncomplicated, objective, securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors this year. So first, let's meet the teams. First, from Decatur, your name and the grade that you're in.
Daniel, 12th.
Megan, I'm a senior.
Nick, I'm a sophomore.
Nick, I'm a junior.
All right. And who's the captain tonight?
I am.
Daniel, and your coach or coaches?
We have Mr. Dick back there.
All right. And from River Valley, your name and the grade that you're in.
Brianna, freshman.
I'm Griffin, I'm a junior.
I'm Aiden, I'm a freshman.
I'm Aiden, I'm a freshman.
And your coach or coaches tonight? Or who's your captain, first of all?
I will be.
Griffin, your coach or coaches?
My coach is Mrs. Goring.
All right. Excellent. So here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. And remember that there's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Mr. Scott Bradford is sitting in for Mr. Bill Klein. Scott, how you doing?
I'm excellent. Hi, teams. Yeah, nice reaction. It's okay.
I was waiting for something.
Hottie.
So, yeah, Mr. Klein is out directing some sort of play or something he's doing. So you're going to be with us for the next couple of weeks, I hear?
Yes. Get to use my voice for a couple of weeks.
All right. So, everybody ready?
Yep.
I guess.
All right, your time is going to start once Scott reads that first question.
Good luck, teams. For 15 points, according to their phylum name, what kind of skin do echinoderms have?
Daniel from Decatur.
Living.
That's incorrect.
River Valley, chance to steal. Time.
The answer is spiny. For 20 points, which Italian city is famous for its violin makers?
Daniel from Decatur.
Florence.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley, chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley?
Venezuela.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Cremona. For 15 points, it begins, the old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. Name this country song.
Daniel from Decatur?
The Train.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
This land is your land.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is the green, green grass of home. For 15 points, it happened in the 600th year of his life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month. Who was he and what happened?
Daniel from Decatur.
Moses received the Ten Commandments.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Time.
The correct answer is Noah and the Great Flood. For 15 points, finish this sentence from the Gettysburg Address. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can...
Daniel from Decatur.
Begin again.
That's incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley.
Stand together united.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is long endure. For 15 points, what is the red variety of opal called?
Daniel from Decatur.
Ruby.
That's incorrect.
River Valley? Aiden from River Valley.
Amber.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is fire opal. For 20 points, what type of chemical reaction joins two compounds with a resulting formation of water?
Nick M. from Decatur.
Osmosis.
That's incorrect.
River Valley? Griffin from River Valley?
Condensation.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry, the correct answer is condensation reaction. For 15 points, what old soldier said, in war, there is no substitute for victory?
Daniel from Decatur.
Spartacus.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley.
Ulysses S. Grant.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Two old guys. Douglas MacArthur. For 20 points, what metal is needed by the pancreas in order to produce digestive enzymes?
Brianna from River Valley.
Iron.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Decatur, Chance of Steel. Nick M. from Decatur.
Potassium.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is zinc. For 15 points, 100% silk was first made in what country?
Griffin from River Valley.
China.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Decatur, Chance of Steel. Daniel from Decatur.
Russia.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Japan. These next four questions are about World War II and books about World War II. For 5 points, what event is the subject of the books Infamy by John Tolan and At Dawn We Slept?
Daniel from Decatur.
The attack on Pearl Harbor.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, the siege of what city was documented in Harrison Salisbury's The 900 Days?
Daniel from Decatur.
Stalingrad. Or Leningrad.
That I will accept. Both are good.
That's for 10 points?
For 10 points. For 15 points, Cornelius Ryan's narrative account of the fighting on Normandy Beach was entitled The Longest Day. Where did the fighting occur in his book The Last Battle?
Daniel from Decatur.
The Rhine.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley? Brianna from River Valley?
France.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Berlin. For 20 points, what event was the subject of Jacques Benoit Mekin's history, 60 Days That Shook the World?
Time.
The correct answer is the fall of France. For 5 points, it couldn't last much longer. This capital city was at peace for more than a month, but a bomb at its Supreme Court killed 21 and injured 41 others in Afghanistan.
Daniel from Decatur.
Kabul.
For 5 points, that's correct. For 10 points, when federal judge James Robart temporarily blocked President Trump's week-old immigration order from being enforced nationwide, he spoke from the bench in what city?
Daniel from Decatur.
Washington, D.C.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley? Griffin from River Valley?
New York City.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
And that's the final question of the half.
The correct answer was Seattle.
All right. And that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Decatur 20, River Valley 0. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. And there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. River Valley, because you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice of these three categories, which are what? In quotations, B, in history, off. What do you choose?
Off.
Off? All right. River Valley chooses off. Is there a setup to off?
There is a setup to off.
All right. What's that setup?
In this category, all the answers start with off.
All right. Your time is going to start once Scott reads the first question.
Good luck, team. Where outside the theatrical district are plays produced in New York City?
Pass.
What phrase describes dirty jokes?
Offensive.
That's incorrect. What three-word phrase denotes an impromptu speech?
Pass.
What two-word phrase from fencing describes a relaxed condition?
Off guard.
That is correct. What phrase describes a policeman who's not working?
Off task.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What three-word phrase describes a factory worker who's punched out and gone home?
Off the clock.
That is correct. What time of the year do hotel rates go down?
Go answer?
Off the scene.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
All right, River Valley, you answered two questions for a total of 20 points. Now, Decatur, you can pick up points from any of the unanswered questions. There's eight that are still available. So one more time for the setup.
Again, the setup is every one of these answers starts with off.
All right, your time is going to start once Scott reads the first question.
Good luck. Where outside the theatrical district are plays
off
produced
Broadway.
In New York City?
Off Broadway.
That is correct. What phrase describes dirty jokes?
Off-putting.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What three-word phrase denotes an impromptu speech?
Off the top.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What phrase describes a policeman who's not working?
Off duty.
That is correct. What time of the year do motel rates go down?
Off season.
That is correct. What two-word phrase describes bad singing?
Off key.
That's correct. What four-word phrase describes places not frequented by tourists?
Off of the road.
That's incorrect. Where is it that someone who's agitated is often told not to go?
Off of a cliff.
Good answer, but that one's not correct.
Four.
That was four.
All right.
Decatur, that was a good answer.
You answered four questions for a total of 40 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories. What and B in history?
We're going to choose B in history.
B in history. All right.
Nobody wanted what. Poor what.
You went where to want what. It's scary.
Okay. All right. There's a setup to B in history.
The only thing I can tell you about B in history, the setup is they all start, the answers all start with B. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Your time is going to start once Scott reads the first question.
Good luck. Field Marshal Montgomery preferred to wear what soft cap?
Beret.
That is correct. Name the French royal family with descendants now in Spain.
Beauregards.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Who was Prussian Prime Minister from 1862 to 1890?
Bolivar.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The Toulouse Inquisition forbade all laymen to read what?
Bible.
That's correct. What family still active in Virginia politics founded Richmond?
Bush.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What empire did Justinian I rule from 527 to 565 AD?
Byzantine.
That is correct. Who was the governor of Plymouth Colony from 1592 to 1622?
Pass.
What German word for lightning was used to demoralize the British?
Blitzkrieg.
That is correct. That's four.
All right. All right, Decatur, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. So there's another four questions that are still unanswered. So River Valley, you can possible 40 extra points. The setup one more time.
The setup is these answers all start with B.
All right, your time is going to start once Scott reads the first question.
Good luck. Name the French royal family with descendants now in Spain.
Pass.
Who was Russian prime minister from 1862 to 1890?
Pass.
What family, still active in Virginia politics, founded Richmond?
Benjamin.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Who was the governor of Plymouth Colony from 1592 to 1622?
Bach.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What oldest university in the Western world is found in Italy?
Pass.
And who was ousted by mutineers three times, including the Bounty?
Time. That's zero. All right, that was zero questions for 0 points. And that ends the 60-second round. We'll check the score and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Decatur 100 to River Valley 20. Now it's time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Decatur, Nick, what's happening in Decatur?
The first robotics team competes March 2nd and 3rd at St. Joe. DHS celebrates Winterfest next week with the winter formal Saturday night. Boys and girls basketball play Centerville for the Winterfest game. Wrestling plays home next week against Hartford and Marcellus, and the Southwest 10 Quiz Bowl begins next week with team tournaments at Decatur.
Excellent. And Griffin, what's happening at River Valley?
Well, today we have a JV girls basketball game versus Hartford, and the varsity wrestling meet is today at Buchanan. We have a varsity basketball boys and girls game against Countryside, and our wrestlers will be in St. Joe on Saturday.
Excellent. All right. And we're going to substitute out the teams now. If there's a River Valley, do you have any substitutions today?
No.
All right. So we're just going to switch out real quick the substitutions for Decatur. And real quick, go ahead and introduce yourself, your name, and the grade that you're in.
I am Keegan. I'm a freshman.
Okay.
I'm Matthew. I'm a senior.
All right. Well, let's get the second. We've got no substitutions on the River Valley side, so let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Decatur and River Valley. Your time is going to start once Scott reads that first question.
Good luck, teams. For 5 points, Africa's most chaotic country struggled to elect its first democratic government in a half century. What is this country with a capital city of Mogadishu?
Griffin from River Valley.
Somalia.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, a 5-year-old Oklahoma girl has made history by becoming the youngest person ever to qualify for what national contest that is open to contestants who have not yet finished 8th grade. Her name is Edith, E-D-I-T-H.
Megan from Decatur.
A spelling bee?
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
River Valley? Griffin from River Valley.
Gymnastics?
I'm sorry, that's not correct. It had to be specific, national spelling bee. For 10 points, the new chief of what agency said that he does not believe that methane gas is a primary contributor to global warming, a statement at odds with mainstream scientific consensus and his own agency.
Daniel from Decatur.
USDA.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Time.
The correct answer is the Environmental Protection Agency. For 5 points, he was sworn in as the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Name this retired neurosurgeon.
Daniel from Decatur.
Ben Carson.
That's correct for 5 points. These are movie questions for the next four. For 5 points, which movie title is not prefaced with the number 3? Caballeros, Coins in a Fountain, Days of the Condor, Faces of Eve, or Angry Men?
Aiden from River Valley.
Coins in a Fountain.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Decatur? Daniel from Decatur.
Angry Men.
That is correct for 5 points. 12 Angry Men. For 10 points, which of these films does not allege that it is based on a true story? Midnight Express, The Falcon and the Snowman, Apocalypse Now, Papillon, and The Amityville Horror.
Aiden from River Valley.
Apocalypse Now.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, the British Board of Health Censors banned this film in 1926 on the grounds that it depicted scenes showing the armed forces firing on a civilian population and dealt with mutiny against properly constituted authority. Name this classic work by Sergei Einstein.
Daniel from Decatur.
Murder on the Orient Express.
That's incorrect.
River Valley? Aiden from River Valley.
Apocalypse Now.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is The Battleship Potemkin. For 20 points, what's the title of Miles Franklin's story of a headstrong, intelligent woman in a turn-of-the-century Australia?
Matthew from Decatur.
The Strong Woman.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley? Aiden from River Valley.
A woman's Fight.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is My Brilliant Career. These next four questions are Bible analogies. For 5 points, manger is to Jesus as Ark of Bulrushes is to...
Griffin from River Valley.
Noah.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Daniel from Decatur.
Pickett.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Moses. Genesis is to Malachi as Matthew is to...
Aiden from River Valley.
Luke.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Keegan from Decatur.
Mark.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Revelation. David, for 15 points, sorry. David is to sling as Samson is to...
Aiden from River Valley.
Strength.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Decatur? Daniel from Decatur?
Might.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is jawbone of an ass. For 20 points, Lazarus is to Jesus as Eutychus is to...
Daniel from Decatur?
Judas.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Griffin from Decatur, or from River Valley?
Cain.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Paul. These next four questions are about Theodore Roosevelt. In the Spanish-American War, he commanded the 1st U.S. Volunteer Cavalry Regiment. The popular name was...
The Rough Riders?
Hang on. Keegan from Decatur?
Yeah, sorry. The Rough Riders?
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, by dividing the Republican vote, he caused the election of what man as president?
Eden from River Valley?
Woodrow Wilson?
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, he appointed O.W.H. to the Supreme Court. Who was O.W.H.?
Time.
The correct answer is Oliver Wendell Holmes. For 20 points, he and Franklin D. Roosevelt both held this national office before becoming president.
Daniel from Decatur.
Speaker of the House.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
Secretary of State.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. They were both Assistant Secretary of the Navy.
This will be the final question of the match.
And this question is about bureaucrats and the language they use. This quiz offers you a peek at famous song lyrics as though they had been written by the government. For 5 points, I am experiencing a reverie concerning a profundity of hexagonal water crystals during Yuletide.
Matthew from Decatur.
Pink Floyd.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
River Valley, chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
Elton John.
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge. We'll tabulate the scores, announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 115 is to 45 is the team from Decatur. Congratulations, Decatur.
Thank you.
Good job, teams.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue. A proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated, objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors. Remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time as Berrien Springs and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.